It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 15. We're going to begin reading with the 19th verse, Exodus chapter 15, verse 19. So while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit our website, it is just we're just beginning to get it there, so please that you would enjoy it and look at it. We'll begin to put Bible studies, the Sunday message, our Constitution, and so please visit that site, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And so I look forward to having you take a look at that as well. So just another mission that we have in getting the gospel out. We're beginning here with Exodus chapter 15, verse 19. Exodus 15, verse 19. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. The Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them, but the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they had come to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, "Would to God we had died in the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then said the Lord unto Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily." And Moses and Aaron said unto all the congregation of Israel, At even, there then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. In the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord, and what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, "This shall be, when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and the morning bread to the full. For the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what are ye? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. Now we're going to end with the eighth verse there, and let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank you today that we can come and enjoy this study. I praise you for all that are listening today. Please that you touch every one of our hearts, that we will hear from you, that our lives will grow closer to you each and every day. It's so important, dear Lord, that we serve you, praise you, and honor you. It's so important as a believer in Jesus Christ that I grow each day closer to you. But dear Father, for those that do not know you as their Savior, they're lost. They have no desire to serve or to praise your name. They serve and praise themselves or the gods of this world. So please, dear Lord, that you will touch their hearts today. Show them their sin. Show them their need of a Savior. And please that they come by faith to you today and be saved. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a wonderful study that we have here as we have watched the children of Israel delivered out of Israel, out of Egypt, the children of Israel delivered out of Egypt, the children of Israel then delivered once again from the hand of Pharaoh and the Egyptians as they were kind of caught down against the Red Sea there, and God opened the Red Sea up, and they walked on dry land to the other side, and then they watched the power of God as it folded the waters back down across the Egyptians and Pharaoh, and we found them to have died in the Red Sea. And so the victory once again, God is able to deliver his people, and that's something that you need to know. You know, a lot of times people have a serious problem about being saved and eternally saved. Well, God is able to deliver, and we need to see that, and we need to know that. And because when he makes a promise in his word, his promise is true, and he can deliver with that promise. And so the promises he makes. So please today that you see that and you know that, and you know when you do what he says to do, and that is to come by faith to him, and if you trust in him, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. That comes from the Holy Spirit convicting your heart, showing you that you're a sinner, showing you that you need a Savior. When that day comes and you come to Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are eternally his. You are a child of God, and he will deliver you. He'll deliver you from the sin, he'll deliver you home to heaven when it's our time to leave this earth. And so please know that he is able to deliver. And these Israelites continue to be need to be reminded of that, if we've already read two different times here in two different situations where they're murmuring once again. We have a murmuring bunch here, but I'll tell you what, we're just like them. We murmur every time something just isn't quite right for us. And so let's begin now, as we have seen the deliverance of the nation of Israel from the Egyptians, and now they have died in the Red Sea, and they've seen the evidence of it. Miriam here even makes comments that the horses and the rider he had thrown into the sea in the 21st verse. So we even have that as a witness here as we're looking at that. They begin to praise and honor God and glorify him, and we need to do that, and we should be doing that always instead of murmuring. And we have found in the 15th chapter there, we have find, "For he hath triumphed gloriously. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name." And it just begins, and it goes, and this song, this praise that they were giving, what a glorious time they were having in rejoicing and praising the Lord in this past verses of scripture here. And then we come, and as it comes to a close now, as we find, "And the Lord shall reign forever and ever." And then it just continues here in a type of praise and a type of song. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, she took the musical instruments and began to play and to dance and to sing praises unto the Lord. And here's, sing ye to the Lord, verse 21 says, for he hath triumphed gloriously. They were so excited at the victory that they had just witnessed. And these Israelites had witnessed many victories. All the plagues that were set upon the Egyptians, and yet not upon Pharaoh, and yet not upon the Israelites. The victory of coming through the sea on dry land, and yet, as it says here, the horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. What witnesses, what they have seen is so powerful, and they are praising him here. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now again, they left with very little provisions. They left with no food. They basically left with the clothes on their back. They left with only a small amount of water. And so we find already here in 3 days that they have been traveling in this wilderness. Now they have left, even though it wasn't much of a civilization for them, but they left a very civilized world where there was many wells and much water in Egypt. There was food in Egypt as far as what their memory can recall. And here we find there's traveled for 3 days in this wilderness and they found no water. And then they came to Marah. And so here was water, but they couldn't drink it. Now see, the Lord brings us through many challenges, and he brings before us many, many situations in our life that is a growing time. He wants to see, grow, prepare us. He wants to see if we are ready for the next challenge, if we're ready for the next responsibility that he wants to hand us. And he grows us, and he grows us sometimes with situations just like this. They're thirsty. They have been thirsty for 3 days. They have watched God deliver them out of Egypt, watched them delivered across the Red Sea. They have witnessed time after time the presence and the glory of God. They have the Shekinah glory cloud. They see his presence. And now for 3 days, they have traveled through the wilderness, and there's been no wells. There has been no lakes. There's been no water. And now they're becoming thirsty. And they finally come to Marah. But when they get to Marah, there's a problem. The problem is that the water of Marah is bitter. The water of Marah is bitter, and they can't drink it. Now, they have started to murmur here in verse 24. The people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which, when he had cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. He said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." This is the only people that have had the opportunity. We don't have that today. A lot of people are confused, and they think that if they have enough faith, then there's going to be no disease, there's going to be no sickness, and that's not true. The only people that were promised health and wealth were the Israelites. All they had to do was follow God. That's all they needed to do, and they would have had all the health, complete health, and complete wealth. And in bringing them to a point that they were thirsty, a point of need, What God wants, He wants us to depend upon Him. He wants us to depend upon Him and follow Him and watch Him and listen to Him and be obedient. And you want real joy? That'll come when you follow Jesus. Here, He is teaching them to do that. Now they're following Moses. They're following the Shekinah glory cloud, and then they're following Moses. And they've come to this place where all of a sudden this leader, Moses, has kept them without water. There's been no water in this period of time. And after 3 days of finding no water, their reserves are running out. They want some water, and they come to Marah. But they get to Marah, and when they're there, they find it to be bitter. Now, what do we do when we come to a situation? Things in our life have been a challenge. We've had difficulty after difficulty, trial and tribulation. And do we continue to look unto God and to depend upon God, or do we begin to murmur? We begin to question God, and we begin to wonder why. Why is this going on? How's come do we have to do this? Why do I always have all this trouble? Why me? And every one of us have done that from time to time. Some of us have done it more times than others. But every one of us from time to time have come to a place of trial, of tribulation, a very difficult time. And it could have been health. It could have been pressure at work. It could have been anything. It could have been something with the family. Anything could have brought you to that place. But when you get to that place, what do? Most of us, if not all of us, start to murmur. Here we come. We're thirsty. This is just one challenge. Every one of us have had different challenges, different troubles, different trials, different tribulations. But this one here was thirsty. They were thirsty. And they finally come to this place of water. People never been here before. They come to this place of water, and the water was bitter. What kind of a God do we have that would bring us out into the wilderness, and now we're going to die of thirst? You can just hear them. And you know, again, take your own situation, your own time right now, or maybe a month ago, or 6 months ago, or a year ago, or maybe even already today. You have had this difficult time, and you think, oh, why, Lord? Why is it coming? Well, the answer is He wants you to depend upon Him. What happened here? They come to this place. They had to test to see that the water wasn't any good. Now what are they going to do? They begin to murmur. Well, very quickly, the Lord shows them, I can take care of you. I can take care of anything. And He shows Moses this tree. And He takes this tree and throws it into the water. And the water is made to drink. It's made sweet. Now, isn't that something? Look at verse 25. And he cried unto the Lord, Moses did, after we get this murmuring. What shall we drink? The people says. What shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and ordinance. Okay. Now, what happened, what took place in throwing that in there, all of a sudden now all the people could have all the water, and it was wonderful. It was the best water they had ever had. And so they were enjoying that water. They were drinking that water. Look what happened. God says, you're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulation. But always turn to me. Always come to me. Because I can answer your problem. I can take care of your problem. And that's exactly what he's looking for, exactly what he wants to do, is take care of our problem. And so here, why the people were murmuring, and he also added to that, not only did he give him water to drink, but he says, now, look, I have delivered you out of Egypt. I've delivered you across the Red Sea. I have given you water to drink. When the water wasn't good, I've made the water good. Do you see how good I am? Do you see how I want to be your God? Do you see how you need to trust in me and follow me? Do you see that? And if you'll see that, and if you'll follow me, you're going to have no diseases. You're not going to be sick. Oh, what a promise. What a promise that, he said, those all those diseases that the Egyptians have, you're not going to have them if you follow me. Now, what a promise. He is teaching them to follow him. He's teaching them to depend upon him. And you see, if everything was just handed, if they would have had water each day, different places for those 3 days through the wilderness, they would have had the water, and they'd have followed the Shekinah glory cloud, and they'd have had water, and they'd have had food, they'd have had everything they needed. Well, it's not long, human nature, we begin to depend totally upon ourselves. We don't need God. That's what's happened in this world today. We don't need God. That's what they think. Well, we need God more today, as much today, as any man that has ever lived. We need God. We need his presence. We need his power. We need his leadership. We need his teaching. And we need to follow him. We don't have the promises the nation of Israel had to not have the diseases, to have wealth, to have all those wonderful things. The nation of Israel never possessed them because they never followed God. We don't have those same promises. We are going to be sick. We're going to have diseases, but God will see us through those things. Not necessarily healing us, but will see us through those times. And so we find now that they have had this promise. I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's exactly right. He heals us physically to the nation of Israel, and he can heal us physically today if he chooses to. But he is not held to the promise that if we follow him and follow his commandments and do his will, that we will not have disease. We don't have that promise. But he is a God of healing. And if you call upon him, he may choose today to heal you, because he can do it in just a second. He can do it with a breath. He can heal anyone, anytime, when he chooses to. But we're not promised that he'll do that. And so don't think that your faith is weak and their faith just isn't strong enough. And how come, you know, because some of these promises are promises to the nation of Israel. The Apostle Paul, he had an affliction. We don't know what it was. He called it a thorn of the flesh. Probably his eyesight, most people think, but it's hard to tell what it may have been. And he pleaded with God many times to take that from him. But God just kept coming back, and he said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. And so we need to know that God's power, God's grace is sufficient. So please today that we look to his way, we look to his will, and we depend upon him. And so now we continue here with this promise. He has shown, again, if everything goes very well, we walk away from God. That's just our nature. But when we have trials and tribulations, we have a decision to make. We can turn to God, and he will help us. He will heal us spiritually. He will always heal us spiritually. Sometimes he will not heal us physically. He will always heal us spiritually. And so we come now, and we've seen the power of God. We see the need of dependence that he's teaching the nation of Israel, and we need to learn that dependence. And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water, and 70, which would be 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. And so we have them traveling on now. Now, this place of Mamre was called bitterness because of this water. It is no longer bitter now after the Lord's hand touched it to supply the needs of his people. And God can do that with us. He can touch anything. He can change anything. If you're faithful to him, if you're faithful to give and support the work of the church, if you're faithful to give and support in time, and and you're faithful to study His Word and search His Word and share His Word, you can't imagine. God can take a dollar and stretch that to 500 if He chooses to. And I have watched Him do that. It's a joy to watch God supply our needs. And please that you do that today. You depend upon Him. He has taken them from this place of Marah, and He's brought them to the place of Elam. And now when they come to Elam, we have kind of a rest place. You know, we have in our lives, you'll find that. You'll have the challenge, and when you depend upon God, then you'll have the peace, and you'll have a place of rest, and you'll have a place of comfort. There's going to be another trial, another tribulation come, but you're going to have a rest time, a time to recuperate, a time to grow, and that's exactly what we find here in verse 27, this place of Elam. It is a place of rest. It's a place of comfort, and they have come there. They're not going to be there very long, but they have found 12 wells here. There's plenty of water. There's plenty of palm trees. I'm not sure 70 palm trees, maybe for them being in the wilderness or the desert, that palm trees, but I can't imagine that for a couple million people that 70 palm trees would make much difference. But I guess if you haven't seen anything at all in the line of trees and things like that, we think of a wilderness being just that, you know, being brush, and I do anyway. And so, but they come to this beautiful place, and it's kind of a, we think of it as a resort area, I suppose. And so they have come for this rest. And they took their journey, they continued then, from Elam, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departure out of the land of Egypt. Now you see, we're getting into just a short period of time here. We're not talking about years. We're not talking about weeks. We are getting into 2 months of travel from the time they have left. And so the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Once again, they murmured when they got to the. They murmured back in Egypt when the trial and the tribulation started there. You know, remember at the very first time that Moses showed God's power to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh took away the straw. They had to get their own straw to make the bricks. Remember that? And they murmured against Moses and against God. Well, then they had gotten out of Egypt. They'd watched the deliverance out of Egypt. Their firstborn was saved, and they came, and they found themselves down at the Red Sea. Here came Egyptians, the Egyptians and Pharaoh, and they murmured against Moses. And so then God delivered them from that. Then they had traveled for 3 days and were out of water. Now they murmured again because they could not. They finally came to Marah, but it was bitter. And they murmured against God because of that, against the Lord. And so the Lord once again delivered them. He gave them water plus a promise. A promise, if you follow me, you will not have the sickness. And then we continue now, and we've moved on to Elam. Well, now they're beginning to get hungry, and once again, they're murmuring against God. Instead of just asking God, God, we're hungry. We need your power. We need your strength. Please, dear Lord, would you give us some food? Would you direct us where some food could be found? Instead of that, they begin to talk to each other and murmur to each other, and that's exactly what we do. We don't turn to Him. We don't depend upon Him. What we do is almost immediately begin to complain and murmur one to the other. And they even said, and remember back, that the food that they had was not good in Egypt. And they said that, you know, we sat at the flesh pots and we ate bread and we were just full. We had everything that we wanted in Egypt. Did they not remember what it was like? That's what happens. We do kind of forget. Our memory kind of wavers a little bit, doesn't it? From time to time, of what we used to be when we were a sinner and we were lost. And we forget how great it is to be a believer in Jesus Christ if you know Jesus as your Savior. My dear friends, you know, as we continue to look through these verses of Scripture, and we're going to have to end there today, and we'll begin with the third verse of the 16th chapter next week, but next time we come together. But please, that you will see the need to depend upon the Lord. First of all, you need to depend upon Him to take your sins away. Question I always ask, and it's so important, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?